And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. 7:05 right now in downtown Montreal. 26 degrees, feels more like 33, and we will take it because the weather has been still all over the place the last month or so. Ronnie, welcome back to CJAD.
Thanks, Kelly. Great to be here.
So I'm going to give up the numbers right away because you are a popular man on CJAD. You get lots of people that call in. So 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text, and we'd love your first name in the text if that is cool with you. You can reach out to Dr. Monk with regards to injections, Botox, filler, if you've got questions about lasers, skin health. We talked about that a lot last show with regards to getting into the summer and making sure you got proper sunblock and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So all of these questions, very welcome tonight on the show. Again, Dr. Monk with us right up until 8 o'clock tonight. And actually, I want to mention this right off the hop as well. You just told me off air, and I'm very excited to announce this for you, that you have a contest going on throughout the month of July.
We do.
On your social media. So what happens is you can reach out to Monk MD on either Instagram or Facebook, and you have lots of great prizes to give away this month. Do you want to explain a little bit more about the prizes?
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. You basically log on to our social media, mm-hmm. either our Facebook page or our Instagram. Few simple steps. I think it's a total of 5 or 6 steps.
Okay.
Share the post, and then great prizes.
Awesome.
I think... I don't remember the prizes offhand. It's my staff that set it up, but I know there's great giveaways we're doing.
That is fantastic. So again, you can reach out to their social media, Monk MD, on Instagram and Facebook. And of course, if you would like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office to set up an appointment, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and their website, monkmd.com, and that is MUNKMD.com. So tonight on the show, along with taking your calls and questions, we've got a lot going on with regards to injections, which I know mm-hmm. is one of your favorite topics. And so let's get into it right now. So how can we actually use injectables to look and feel better in the most natural way? Because I think a lot of people are always scared they're going to look like some plastic Hollywood lady or man, yeah. and not a good scene.
I mean, for me, the most important thing, anything cosmetic, anything skin related, most important thing is getting the most natural results. If you're not going to look natural afterwards, there's no point in doing anything. So, you know, I have so many people telling me, I'm afraid to do fillers. I'm afraid to do Botox. I saw my friend. She looks so artificial. Her lips are huge. I don't want to look like that. And I reassure every one of my patients that first of all, you have to really know what you're doing. You got to know the anatomy. You have to practice very safe medicine. Above all, do no harm. So for me, natural results is the most important thing. Like I said, if you're going to want big lips, but you have a small face, it doesn't make sense. I'm not going to fill somebody to give them a lot of my patients say, don't give me duck lips. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me. So everything has to look supernatural, okay? We have proportions. Mm-hmm. When you look at somebody's face, the first thing you focus on, a lot of people, it's the eyes, the lips. But everything has to look natural, proportioned. I always tell all of my patients, the face is a single unit. So I get patients come in and they say, you know, I don't like this wrinkle, I don't like this line. But the face is one unit. We have to look at a face globally. And that way, in my opinion, we get the best, most natural results.
Okay, perfect. And do you actually have to put your foot down, Dr. Monk? Because, you know, we've seen, again, if we just use Hollywood as an example, some people, especially I would say, maybe in the 90s and early 2000s, like people looked hideous. Like they went like way too much. Like there's this one actress whose name shall remain nameless, but I don't know what she did to herself, because she was actually voted, you know, one of the 50 most beautiful people on, you know, in People magazine or whatever. And then she just went crazy.
Yeah.
And so what do you do if someone is very overzealous about wanting to, you know, and they're not the expert, so they don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the first visit is always a consultation, and I sit down with you face to face and we take 3D pictures so we can really look at what's happened with your skin and your volume over the years. And you know what happens with all of us? It happens into our late 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. It's as early as that we start to lose volume, and
okay.
our bone structure changes. We lose fat, we lose hyaluronic acid, we lose volume in our face. So the first thing we have to do is a proper assessment, see where you lose volume and where you need that volume replacement. One of the reasons we get such natural results nowadays is the products out there are extremely natural products. So, for example, the fillers I use, most of the fillers are hyaluronic acids. What is hyaluronic acid? That's the natural substance that we have in our skin when we're young. It gives us youthful volume. It keeps us our skin tighter, healthy, good quality skin. Mm-hmm. And as we get older, into our early 30s, mid-30s, we really start to lose that very gradually.
Okay.
So by re-injecting that hyaluronic acid deep into the skin, filling it, volumizing it, we can re-give the skin its health back. And, you know, hyaluronic acid, it's a natural thing. As long as you don't overdo it and make the skin too plump, mm-hmm. it leads to very, very soft, natural results.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We've got Debbie on the line. Debbie, you have a question with regards to under the eyes?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Monk.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you? I'd just like to ask you something. I noticed, I mean, I'm in my late 50s, and I noticed a few soft wrinkles under one eye more than the other, and people said do laser, do filler. I just want to know what you would recommend. I just, you know, I don't want to look like a Barbie doll. I just want to look very natural and very soft.
So, you know, under the eye, eye bags are probably the most popular thing I get consulted on a daily basis. And there's a lot of different factors that's involved in under eye circles. First of all, a lot of people will have some pigmentation, so some brown skin tone or some blood vessels under their eyes, and that can make them look darker. So, you know, if that's the main problem there, then oftentimes I do recommend a laser to target either the pigmentation or the vessels, even up the skin tone, and that will make a big difference. If, you know, you're into your 40s, 50s, 60s, a lot of the time volume loss has plays a big role in there. And it's not only volume loss in the actual eye and the tear trough, but it's also volume loss in the cheek. And we don't, a lot of people don't understand how volume loss in the cheek, you know, the cheek really supports the eye, and we start to lose volume in the cheek falls, and the eye is not being supported from below, and so it looks hollow. So oftentimes just replacing a little bit of volume both in the cheek but also into the actual tear trough, which is that little indentation right below the eye, will make the biggest difference. Now, with any injections, the most important thing is for it to look very natural. So it's very important you don't overfill the cheek. You can't give somebody plump cheeks if they're not supposed to have plump cheeks, but a little bit of filler there, placed in very strategic points, and a little bit of a soft filler right under the eye, in my mind, makes the biggest difference. And what I really love about it is it's instant. You see the results instantly. There's minimal downtime. Most of my patients, I do their cheeks and their eyes. They go right back to work, back to the office, no bruising, and it looks amazing off the bat. And the other thing that I love about injecting in the eye area is, number one, it's super safe. Number two, it really does last a long time. So most of my patients will come see me, I'd say, once a year. We maintain their injections. You know, it doesn't mean that every time they come to see me, they need the same amount of product, but we do maintain their injections regularly, and it really looks fantastic long term.
Debbie, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. You are listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD. And again, if you've got questions with regards to injections, which is what we've been talking about, Botox, fillers, all that sort of good stuff, lasers as well, skin health. I know it's super easy to get a sunburn these days. Actually, my significant other managed to do that just the other day, even though we've had the discussion about sunblock a million times. Doesn't matter. Happened anyway. So again, if you've got questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on CJD ce soir. It's Kelly Alexander with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And now we jump straight to the phone. Sarah, hello. Sarah, are you there? Hi, you have a question with regards to your neck?
Yes, I was wondering, you know, there's a lot of talk about eyes and cheeks, but are there anything to do about a saggy neck which doesn't involve major plastic surgery?
So there's great options nowadays for necks. You know, in the past, we always used to focus on faces in terms of injections, but so the neck often got ignored, and then we used to say the neck really gives away somebody's age, but now there are options. So, you know, what I do a lot in my office for necks, which is non-invasive, is a lot of laser tightening. And depends on the technology, but there's a lot of great tightening devices that can really tighten significantly. So the one I do in my office is called Fractora, and it's basically a little device that's composed of tiny, tiny little needles. And when you place them on the skin, those needles go in, so it's kind of like microneedling, and that stimulates collagen. You know, just poking the skin with needles can stimulate collagen. But then those needles also deliver radio frequency, which is an energy that heats up the collagen, and that will also stimulate tightening and remodeling. So we get great results with it, usually between 2 to 3 treatment sessions. We do them about a month apart, and it's significant how much tightening you can improve with the neck. And the other thing I tend to do a lot for necks is injections. So there's something new on the market, which I think we're going to discuss a little later in the show, called skin boosters. And these are basically injections of hyaluronic acid, but it's not really a filler in that it doesn't really add volume. It's not meant to fill anything. It's pure hydration. But, you know, I do what I've been doing with the skin boosters is in the neck area, I really flood the area and I just put the filler little droplets all along the neck. And what it does is, because it's a hydrator, it attracts water to the area. You get a nice tightening effect. And also it improves kind of the glow and the overall quality of the skin. So it depends on the type of neck you have. If it's pure sagginess, I would tighten with a laser device. But if you're looking for some texture / quality of skin improvement, I think doing a little bit of injection, which is super safe thing to do in the neck, would be a good option too.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Sarah, for calling in. We appreciate it. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And Dr. Monk, we've actually had a bunch of texts come in over the break, and I think some of them you're going to be able to answer just by me asking you a few questions.
Sure.
So we'll do it this way.
Sure.
So can you, I guess, sort of explain the difference between Botox and fillers?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You know, Botox is basically a liquid that we inject into the muscles to relax those muscles. So wrinkles that are really related to muscle movement, like the forehead lines, little lines around the corner, around the eyes, mm-hmm. Those frown lines we have in the middle of our eyebrows, those angry 11 lines. So those are lines, when you inject them with Botox, you relax the muscles causing those lines. The lines will drastically soften by relaxing those muscles.
Okay.
That's a completely different concept than fillers. Oh. Fillers, hyaluronic acid fillers especially, are volumizers. So for example, we lose volume in our cheeks as we get older. We inject them into the cheeks. They lift those cheeks really well, but by lifting the cheeks, you can tighten as well the lower face. I do a lot of filler injections into, for example, the jawline. Somebody that has kind of that jowling appearance and saggy appearance, you inject the jawline, you can significantly tighten a jawline completely non-invasively, no cutting, no surgery, and it just can give an awesome jawline contouring result with pure injections alone. I also do noses. So people with a little hump in their nose, a little bit of a deviation, you know, where in the past they'd only go for a nose job and surgery. Mm-hmm. Now we can do a nice job non-invasively with the use of injectables by just putting struts of filler all along the nose and contouring it to really get a nice profile of the nose. I inject lips, I inject eyes, tear troughs, temples. So anywhere where we need volume, we need lift, mm-hmm. injections are amazing.
When does the volume start to go? You said in early 30s?
Early 30s.
And the reason of that is just like, it's just age, or what's happening?
It's age, it's genetics. Oh, I mean, there's okay. a lot of factors involved in volume loss.
Okay.
It's so funny because it, you know, in the people that are super active and fit, so you're a runner, you exercise every day. I mean, obviously, it's very healthy for you, mm-hmm. but you lose a lot of volume when you have a quick metabolism, you lose that volume. Mm-hmm. So it's always the people that are very active that need more product.
That look old.
It's true, but it's true. So I really recommend to people, start in your early 30s.
Okay.
It's the best time to start because you need so little initially. Mm-hmm. And if you maintain it regularly, you will always look good. You will never age. You will never need a, you will It's not that you will never age, that's false, but you will never look old.
Right.
It will always look supernatural, and you'll always be able to look your best.
Okay.
I mean, to me, that is the goal of injections. It's not to make you look artificial. You shouldn't be 50, but look 30.
Right.
I mean, you should look your age, but you should look like your best self. So that's what I love with injectables, is you can enhance your positive features,
mm-hmm.
look your best, feel your best. I mean, and it's incredible how you can shave off 5 to 10 years in somebody that's never done injectables with a totally non-invasive thing. I mean, it's incredible.
Perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. What happens, like, I think some people might be fearful of injections because of maybe what they've heard in the past or someone had a bad experience. Are they safe, injections?
So injections are very, very safe when they're done by a professional, when they're done by somebody who knows the anatomy. In the past, we chased lines. We used to inject directly into the wrinkle to smooth out the wrinkle. That is not what we do anymore with injections. So now with fillers, what we really do is we inject deeply. I often inject deep onto the bone, and that's why it looks so natural, because it molds to the bone. It's like putting an implant onto the bone.
Wow.
But the deeper we inject, the more blood vessels and structures there are deep below, the more complications there can be. So it is extremely important to go to a specialist who really knows and understands the anatomy. I think I'm very fortunate. I did a special training. I trained for one whole year in pure injectables and laser in cosmetic dermatology, and that's why I think I'm extremely qualified to be delivering these services. But I think it's scary how around the city there's lots of people doing them. They don't have the proper training, and things can happen. What one thing I love about fillers is they're reversible. Okay, the hyaluronic acid fillers, God forbid something bad happens, there is some sort of side effect, you can actually inject some liquid called hyaluronidase, which will immediately reverse those fillers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they are completely reversible, but you got to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So my best advice would be, you know, don't go... Don't look for the best price. You got to make sure the person injecting you, it's your face. You only have one face.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to trust them, and you got to do your research, make sure they're qualified.
And you should be asking for examples too, right? Because I remember like 2 months ago, I was at your office and you were kind enough to show me some of the work that you've done. And we were looking at these pictures and they are amazing. Like mm-hmm. it was even one of your family members you showed me, and it was just fantastic. So is that something that if someone is going to go visit someone like you, they need to be asking for like legit proof?
100%. I mean, you got to do all the research you can. It's great to know somebody who's been to that doctor. You've seen their results. You look at before and after pictures. You're placing full trust in this person, and it's your face. So
mm-hmm.
I completely understand people that just come in for a consultation, want to meet me. We go through a plan. I don't expect people to inject necessarily in that first visit, but it's great when we sit down and can go through a full skin plan to get their skin and their volume and their injections in order. So that's always what I strive for. That first visit is a consultation, and
okay.
we go through the full treatment plan to get the skin looking as healthy as possible.
Okay, perfect. We're going to actually debunk some myths about fillers when we come back. I know we're going to talk a little bit about lip injection and cheek injections and all that sort of stuff. If you do have questions with regards to injections and, of course, lasers and skin health, Dr. Monk is here until 8 o'clock, so you can reach out at 514-790-0800. By phone and 514-800 by text. Don't forget that if you'd like to reach out to him at his office, his office number, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and his website, monkmd.com. That is MUNKMD.com. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on CJD tonight. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk on Skin Deep. If you'd like to reach out to us, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Dr. Monk here until 8 o'clock. Richard, we are going to get to you in just a sec. I did just want to mention, though, off the top that Dr. Monk has a contest going on at his office throughout the month of July. And so if you reach out to them on their social media, it's a social media contest on Monk MD, whether that's on Facebook or Instagram, you can can walk away with some really cool prizes. And then again, that's for the month of July. So check that out. And again, their website, monkmd.com. So Richard, I know you have a question with regards to a broken nose.
Yes. My nose was broken, or is broken, in a couple of places, and it actually goes off to the left. Can fillers make it appear to be straight, or can a filler do something with it, or what would you recommend?
So it depends, Richard, how far to the left it goes, you know. If it's a slight indentation, you have a slight hump in your nose, it's slightly deviated, I think fillers are a great option. And what's the beauty of them is that they take about 10 to 15 minutes to do. There's minimal, if any, downtime. It's relatively painless, and it's something easy that can be done in office. It's an in-and-out thing. The way I would fill it is basically, obviously, we would do a proper assessment, but usually by placing struts of filler from the root of the nose, so pretty much between your eyebrows, to the tip, especially in the area where it's deviated, we can cause... you know, for noses, it's all how it looks. And so if you put filler in the area where there's that indentation, and then we mold the filler in that area, we can pretty much give you a straight profile. Now, that being said, if the indentation is very severe, you know, you can only do so much with filler, that if it's too much to the left, then your nose may have to be rebroken. And that's obviously a surgical thing. But, you know, like I tell my patients, the beauty of the filler is it's quick. We do it. We assess it. If we don't like it, it's always something we can adjust, and it's reversible. And worst case scenario, if we cannot achieve that amount of correction, we can always do the surgery anyways. So it's something that can easily be tried. However, if you come to me and I don't think you're a good candidate because it's too deviated, I wouldn't even try it. I would send you straight for surgery.
Richard, thank you so much for the call. And if you would like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. So I wanted to ask you, we were talking just before the break about, you know, injections, Botox and fillers. How often does that need to be done?
So Botox, which is what we inject to relax the muscles, that tends to last only about 3 to 4 months. So most of my patients will do it 2 or 3 times a year. You know, I tell my patients not to be obsessed with it. You notice the Botox wearing off. You notice your lines coming back. If you want to be super strict, then do it every 4 months. If you, you know, you just want a softening, you want to look better, but you're not super strict with it, then every 6 months is reasonable. So that's 2 or 3 times a year. Whereas fillers, they last longer.
Okay.
Definitely depends on the area that's injected and the type of filler that's injected. But fillers last anywhere, I'd say, from 6 to 18 months. So most of my patients, they'll basically come in once a year, or once every 9 months. I always like to fill them and maintain their filler when they still have some filler there. And that's the best way, you know, because initially you do need more product.
Mm-hmm.
But if you maintain it on a regular basis, the maintenance, you really need a small amount of product to maintain. And so the best thing to do, I'd say, from 6 to 9 months, you come in and you do your maintenance filler. So really, you're seeing me 2 or 3 times a year for maintenance. For the filler, it's 1 time a year. The Botox is 2 or 3.
Perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We've got Ed on the line. Ed, you have a question with regards to pigmentation?
Yes. I mentioned the last time, and the doctor said that there's some makeup for that. Where can I go for that? For my uncle.
It depends what type of pigmentation you're talking about, Ed. If it's pigmentation on your face, you know, it depends on what's causing the pigmentation. So if it's sun damage, there's definitely some lasers, light treatments that I commonly do in my practice to lighten and even up the skin tone. If, however, you have what's called melasma, which is basically, you know, a lot of pregnant women get it, the mask of pregnancy, and it's hormone related and it's sun related, and that's not so easy to improve, there's different ways to do it. So there's different lasers that can do it. So in my office, we actually just got a tattoo laser, which is great to treat tattoos, which we will definitely discuss on the next show.
Yes.
In a couple weeks. But that's a laser actually that's been shown to be actually very effective for treating melasma.
Okay.
So different technologies out there definitely can reduce pigmentation. Different creams out there can inhibit pigmentation formation and lighten pigmentation. Sun protection is the number one thing that's absolutely mandatory, because any sun will darken the pigmentation. So a daily sunscreen is essential. And then there's different techniques to lighten the pigment depending on the underlying cause.
Ed, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. You know, we were talking before about, you know, obviously a lot of focus on the face. But what happens once the face is looking good? Can we actually improve the hands? Because I think that's another telltale sign.
Hands are a big giveaway for somebody's age. You know, you see all these Hollywood celebs, they look amazing, they're not aging, they look youthful, and then you look at their hands and that's an immediate giveaway that they're in their 60s, 70s. Yeah. They're veiny, they have brown spots. So what could we do for hands? I love filling the hands.
Okay.
When you fill the hands, you will basically provide a layer between the skin and the veins.
Oh,
and
wow,
those veins are immediately hidden. Super safe, minimal downtime, and it's beautiful. I mean, you improve the texture, the quality of the skin, and, you know, for those people with such prominent veins in their hands, providing some filling in there is so youthful looking, and it's instant. So I love filling the hands.
Okay.
I mean, if there's brown spots, blood vessels, uneven skin tone, then we do a lot of laser procedures on hands as well.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it depends, you know, on the underlying factors that are there. But basically a combination of laser and filling is, you know, you could get such youthful hands. And I think for people that have been regular with their injections, it is very youthful to fill the hands. Same as necks, we could focus now on other areas that we didn't used to focus on because of the newer injections out there, the newer technologies out there that can treat these areas.
Someone who didn't deal with the neck very well, or at least at the time being, was Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
Like she, you know, obviously did what she needed to do.
Uh-huh.
Looks amazing from
yeah.
the neck up, but from sort of like the neck itself, like you said, gave away that she's in her 60s.
But that was how everybody used to be. But
right.
it shouldn't be like that anymore
yeah.
because we have really evolved
mm-hmm.
and there's great technologies and great injectables out there that can really make a big difference in terms of rejuvenating the neck and the hands. So it shouldn't just be like that.
I wanted to ask you with regards to the hands, you know, a lot of people obviously outside these days because it's nice out, blah, blah, blah. How important is putting the sunblock on the hands? Because, you know, I think sometimes we forget about that. We're all about doing our face and our neck and our arms, but like the physical hands.
It is super important. I mean, your hands are in the sun every day. So my cosmetic patients know they need a daily sunscreen, face, neck, ears, and hands. That is every day, no exception.
Okay. Winter, summer, the whole thing.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
UVA is constant. It's always the same. So we get a ton of UVA in our skin in the winter, on a cloudy day, on a rainy day, indoors, through the glass. It doesn't matter. You're constantly getting UVA on your skin, which is why a daily sunscreen needs to be part of any anti-aging regimen.
Can I just ask you again a follow-up with regards to being out in the sun? I was actually at an event a couple of weeks ago and saw all these lovely, you know, 20-year-olds out with their, you know, the guys with their shirts off and the ladies with their bikini tops on and all
yeah.
that stuff. And I guess because I am so scared of any of that, like I look like it's Christmas outside because I've got my parka on because I don't want sun damage.
Yeah.
But what do you say to the youngins who just, I'm sure they're putting sunblock on, but you know, when they're out there for hours and like day after day and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, I see people in my office, they are fried.
Yeah.
They are so burnt and they tell me, but I put on my sunscreen and I tell them, I don't care. It doesn't do anything for you. And obviously the sun is getting through. So if you're putting on your sunscreen, but you're baking in the sun, you're getting tanned, you're getting burnt, the sunscreen's not doing anything for you.
Okay.
It's irrelevant if you put on your sunscreen. If you're getting color, that sun is getting through. I don't care what sunscreen you used. You're obviously not using enough of it. Maybe you're not using the proper quality sunscreen. I love mineral sunscreens. I've mentioned it many times before.
Yeah.
Always look for zinc oxide or titanium dioxide in your sunscreens. They are the best quality-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But even them, if you don't reapply it, you're going to get a sunburn. So every 2 to 3 hours, you reapply, you wear a hat, you wear your sunglasses, you try not to get direct sun exposure.
So you should, like, if you can, you know, have a t-shirt on or have a long sleeve, like cotton something, so that's not getting through, right?
100%.
Okay.
I have a pool in my backyard. I'm constantly outside swimming with my kids. I'm in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never get burnt. I'll never get color because I'm very careful.
Right.
And I'm not saying to people, be a hermit, don't go in the sun.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to live,
for
no
sure.
question.
Mm-hmm.
but you have to be super cautious. So
okay.
I never go out without my sun protection. I constantly wear clothes unless I'm in the pool.
Right.
I'm wearing my hat. I'm in the shade as much as possible. I'm trying to minimize my sun exposure. It doesn't matter if you wear sunscreen, but you're baking in the sun and you're getting burnt. I don't care what you put on your skin. It's not working.
I'm glad you clarified that, because I saw these kids and I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. And in like 20 years, you're going to regret every moment of this.
They don't know. They don't get it. And I was the same way. I was a teen. I was in Israel. I baked. I burnt. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But now I study the skin. I know the changes. I see skin cancer in my office every day. I will not step foot in the sun unprotected, and neither will my children.
Got it. I love that they know they have a drill.
They know.
They drill.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on Skin Deep on CJAD tonight. It's Kelly Alexander alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, and we have still some time before 8 o'clock, so if you'd like to reach out, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. What we're going to do right now is debunk some of the myths about fillers. So I'm going to say a statement, and then Dr. Monk is going to let us know what's going on. So here we go. Lip injection is going to result in duck lips.
So that's very false.
Okay.
Because, you know, when I do lips, for me, as I said at the beginning of the show, natural is number one. And so lips and eyes, I think those are the two things that people notice on a face initially. That's what people focus on. That's a giveaway. So if you have very thin lips, it's actually very beautiful to give a little bit of lift and volume into a lip.
Okay.
But what's very important is that it's not overpowering. It cannot overpower the face. It has to look extremely natural and balanced and proportional to the rest of the face.
Okay.
So duck lips, I never give people. I don't like that look. I turn away people that have too big lips.
Yeah.
But if you need some filler into your lips, it is so beautiful to fill the lips. And we can really help also improve those lines around the mouth, you know, caused by smoking or kissing. But if you have some of those lines around the mouth, it is so beautiful to put a little bit of filler in there.
I didn't know you get lines from smoking there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
People that smoke many years, they have these deep lines all around
the mouth. Yet another reason to stop.
For sure. Lots of reasons to stop.
There we
That's
go.
Another one.
Cheek injections will result in a pillow face.
A lot of people tell me I'm very nervous. I don't want my cheeks to look too rounded. I don't want my face to look fatter.
Yeah.
And what's so interesting about cheek injections, number one, the cheeks lift the rest of the face. So even in people with very, very nice cheeks, just putting in a little bit of drop at the high end of the cheek, the lateral cheek, will help to tighten and lift the rest of the face. So I love to do it even in people with good cheek volume.
Oh, okay.
And what's super interesting is that when I fill somebody and we look at before and after pictures, it will actually slim out their face. It does the complete opposite of what people think it does. So if you put the filler strategically in the cheek, you can actually thin the face and give a more oval appearance as opposed to a round appearance. It's very interesting, but that's because you can distribute the filler very strategically so that it's not all placed in the middle of the cheek and it looks rounded, but yet you can really redefine the shape of a cheek. It makes a big difference to do cheek filler.
Actually, and a question with regards to that, you know, when you're like 18, 19, you have that baby face still?
Yes.
When does that stop? Does that stop at 21 when the rest of you stops growing kind of thing and like you can't eat, you know, 6 gallons of ice cream anymore because it's going to stay on the hips?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, we start, you know, most people will notice changes in their face and that they're aging in their mid-30s.
Okay.
And then it really accelerates. By the time you're 40, you really see changes in your face, which is why I tell people start in your early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Start with a little bit of filler.
Mm-hmm.
Start with your Botox. It's preventative. It's going to prevent your aging. It's going to hydrate. It's going to improve your skin quality. Start young.
I think people need to look at it differently because I think the perception still is like, oh, I don't want to look like a Hollywood starlet. You know what I mean? Like, I think it still has a negative perception.
Right. Think about Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez looks natural, looks amazing. She's just not, she's prettier now than she was 10 or 15 years ago.
Yep.
What's different? She's doing great injections.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And that's what I tell my patients is, injections will not necessarily change your face now, but 5 years down the line when your friends are aging and you just look better, they're going to think you're doing something. I mean, they have to.
Right.
Like, how are you getting younger over time?
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah, because she's like 47 or 48 and she looks amazing.
She looks better than 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I do appreciate that she was you know, she was very forthcoming about 2 or 3 weeks ago and actually put a picture of herself with no makeup on.
Yeah.
She'd never, I haven't seen her do that in a while. And
well, she doesn't need makeup.
No.
And that's the beauty. No. You know, when I do fillers and I put some in the cheek,
yeah.
I always try to create that shadowing effect that a makeup artist will do with makeup.
Okay.
So you get that shadow from the cheek to the lower cheek. You yeah. know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. eh? Where you apply makeup mm-hmm. to create that shadow effect.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need makeup. That's what I'm talking about by accentuating your positive features with fillers. Okay. It will do what makeup does without makeup.
Perfect. So let's get back to debunking some of the myths. So dermal fillers are not reversible.
So that's false. We mentioned before, if God forbid, there is a need to reverse it. There is a great liquid I injected into it and it breaks up that filler. So it's a very safe product as long as it's done in the proper hands.
So Botox is Botox. I can get it on the cheap somewhere else as opposed to paying more with regards to a specialist.
So to me, this is very false, and I'll tell you why. There's a high range of cost differences between different injectors across the city.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that you get what you pay for. Like I said before, you have one face. You want to make sure that the product being injected in your face is legit.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's a lot of people out there that are diluting their fillers, their Botox. You think you're getting a certain number of units, but in reality, you're getting half the units because half of it is saline or salt water. So, you know, it's very important to trust your provider, go to a specialist, go to somebody who's been injecting for a long time, who has great results, a good reputation. It's extremely important. And in my opinion, when it comes to injections, yes, there is no question a specialist will charge more for their services, but that's because they're a specialist and they've been trained in this technique. They've been trained to do injections and deliver them safely. And it is worth the money to have a safe injector.
I can't imagine going budget on your face. You know what I mean? Or
not
any part
it.
Of your body. Like
just
it's
not worth
not
it.
Worth,
you yeah. got to go for results. And number yeah. one is safety.
Yeah.
And it's just not worth it to save a few dollars on your Botox or your fillers.
Yeah. It's like I learned years ago, you know, because I run a fair amount and I was, you know, not getting the special shoes that you should be from like the special stores. And once I did, all the difference in the world.
100%.
And it's the same thing for
it's
this.
It's the same concept.
Filler injections are painful.
So there is anesthetic in every single filler that I do. So, you know, it is multiple needles in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I try to use the smallest needles possible. To be honest, most of my patients will say it's a 2 or 3 on 10. So a lot of people are, you know, apprehensive about the discomfort. It is really not uncomfortable. You for sure you feel that initial poke, but you know, that's probably the only poke you feel. And then mm-hmm. as we go along with it, the anesthetic kicks in. It's kind of like you went to the dentist, you have a little bit of freezing in your face,
mm-hmm.
but it is a very, very comfortable procedure.
Perfect.
Really not bad, especially when you inject slow, you use small needles. So I always try to optimize my techniques to really deliver it in the least painful way possible.
Want to remind everybody again that Dr. Monk has a special contest going on throughout the month of July on his social media. So if you reach out to Monk MD on their Instagram or Facebook, you could be walking away with some pretty cool prizes. So make sure to do that again, Monk MD on their Instagram or Facebook page. And again, if you have questions for Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com. And now you need to say goodnight to your daughters.
Yeah, I just want to say one last thing before that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to reiterate that, you know, injections, when they're done properly, extremely natural, incredible results, very safe. But number one is natural. They are natural products. We have hyaluronic in our skin when we're young. It's natural. And it's just to replace that hyaluronic that we lose over time. And it's incredible how it is truly anti-aging. When you do it from a young age, you will reverse the signs of aging quite significantly. That being said, I want to say goodnight to my 3 daughters, Gabby, Jamie, and Avery. Love them, and I know they're listening to me.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Monk. You'll be back in about 2 weeks.
We will.
You've been listening to CJD and Skin Deep on CJD. After the news, it's The Night Side with me.